You know what time it is. It's time for an economic update with Dr. Kirk Elliott. Doctor. Yay!
How's it going?
Great. Thanks again for joining us today, man. With everything going on in our country, everybody wants to know what is going on with the economy, and you are the man with the answers.
Well, it's an election year, and so everyone's going to be lying about things.
Yeah, right? True.
I mean, it's, more so than normal.
Yes.
Yeah, more so than normal. But here's where, if we look at what happened during the Trump presidency, what happened during the Biden presidency, it is so opposite, right? But it's the difference in ideology, in my opinion. You've got Trump, who's a nationalist. He cares, which means it's not a negative term. It means he cares about his country more than the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. Biden is a globalist, cares more about the rest of the world than he does his own country, right? I mean, so I think true. It kind of boils down to that. So when you have that philosophy as the backdrop, it's going to affect your decisions, like you're exporting jobs or to other countries, and you're printing money and trying to get people to purchase. But purchase what? Other countries' stuff, right? And so Trump wanted to make America great again. How do you do that? Bring jobs back to America. How do you do that? Bring manufacturing back to America, right? Biden's doing the opposite. So every decision that these politicians make has implications, right? So let's look at some of them, because I just want to show how Bidenomics actually stinks and what this is doing and how this impacts the markets, right? Because when the economy stinks and you have inflation that's going up, taxes that are going up, cost of borrowing with rising interest rates going up, people are going to spend less. The stock market is a function of revenues. And there's two ways to get revenues. Number one, stimulus money. Okay, sadly, stimulus money is going to be drying up because the BRICS nations took away our petrodollar. Now we're going to have to print our way out of everything. And number two, revenue for companies comes from people spending. Right. So stimulus money or us spending. Either way, it's an injection of capital into companies. But we're not spending. We're tapped out as a nation. We're living hand to mouth with rising prices, rising interest rates, rising taxes, lowering wages, and higher unemployment. It's like, wow, that is a recipe for disaster. But
no kidding.
That's the effects of Bidenomics. So let's look at a few different things here. Let's look at gas prices.
Yeah. It's
these
back
charts
these days.
Are really nice,
I drive a Ford truck, man. Every time I fill up, it's $100. It's a $100 bill every time you fill up.
Well, it's same for my truck. It's just a little bit more. Sad thing is I have to fill up mine more than yours because it only gets 8 to 9 miles per gallon. But it's a big truck.
But people feel these things. They can hear, oh, the economy's better than ever. You know, and you know, my uncle was eaten by cannibals and the economy is doing incredible. Mm-hmm. You know, sound
you can
bites.
Lie all you want.
But when they're actually paying for things, you know, people notice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do notice. Yeah, they notice these things. This is why Bill Clinton said it's the economy, stupid, right? It's like people will vote based on their wallet a lot of times. And that's why these numbers that we're looking at are important. So during Trump, his 4 years, right? Average gasoline price was $2.42. Under Biden, it's $3.54. That's up 46%.
Wow.
Don't tell me inflation's 3.2, right?
Yep.
Gas is up 46.
That's ridiculous.
Next one. Real wages. So prices are going up, but wages are coming down, right? So under Biden, you know, you look at these wages and what are those numbers on the left? They're the each quarter since he's been president. And what is the number on the right? That is the actually earnings that people made during that quarter where they come down. So people's average salary or average earnings came down between $300 and $400 per quarter.
Wow.
President. So you add up all those quarters, right? What are we in 13 of them now since he's been president, something like that. People losing $400 a quarter for 13 quarters straight. That's a lot of annual income.
No doubt about it.
Right. So that's a sign of a shrinking economy where people, not only do they have less earnings, prices are going up, and so they can't afford to spend.
Right.
Now, this is a big one. Let's look at interest mortgage rates, right? Because that's one of people's biggest expenses is their house, right? So, so mortgage rates, when Trump became president, the average mortgage rate on a 30-year mortgage was 4.1%. By the time he was done, it was 2.8%. So mortgage rates came down 32% while he was president. Biden, on the other hand, well, 2.8% when he started, because that's where Trump ended, but now 6.8%. They're up 146%.
Wow.
And he's not even done yet, right? But why did it go up 146%? Because you use rising interest rates to slow down inflation, because he is creating a ton of inflation by printing money like there's no tomorrow. Which brings us to the next stupid Bidenomics plan, right? Which is, so mortgage rates going through the roof. What are savings rates, right? People aren't saving as much. From during Trump's years, savings went up 129%. During Biden's years, down 72%. Because they can't afford it, they're digging into their savings month after month after month, trying to make ends meet. Is that signs of a strong economy or a sluggish one?
Definitely sluggish. No doubt about it.
So Jeepers. Then, what's that, David?
Just holy cow.
Blown away.
I mean, hope is so important, you know, and when you remove hope from the population and, you know, the news cycles, all these things are bad, but when you're worse, you've used your savings just to pay the bills. You know, it becomes a very hopeless, you know, emotion in the country because you're going, you know, you're going backwards.
And they can lie all they want. They can say everything that they want, but people know. People know what they're spending. They know what it used to feel like, what it feels like now. You can't lie your way out of this.
Yeah, you absolutely can't. Now, this next chart that came from MRC's research, I don't really like this chart because the way that the government measures inflation and prices are just totally wrong, right? Consumer price index, this is what I did my first dissertation on. They substitute things in and out. So this one's kind of meaningless, but what it points to is prices went up slower with Trump than they did with Biden. I mean, really, Biden's prices are going up three times faster. So the three times faster is an accurate number. The number that they're reporting is consumer price index, which is wrong, right? It's totally understated. But the next one, also understated, but what it shows is average monthly inflation under Trump is 1.9%. Under Biden, it's 5.5%.
Again, that's monthly.
So this is consumer price index, which is understated on purpose since the Clinton years. So my research that I did my dissertation on showed that we should be at probably unofficially 12 to 15% inflation right now. If you compare apples to apples of where it was in the 1980s when they actually measured inflation appropriately, right? Which is why Reagan had to jack up interest rates to 18% to slow down inflation that was 14.3%. So understated, but what this shows is what? That almost 2.5 times greater inflation under Biden than under Trump. But the numbers are off. The numbers should be 12 to 15%, which would make Trump's inflation truly like more in the 5% range, right? So these numbers have been validated last week. One of the Council of Economic Advisors economists under Obama said, you know what? Inflation is like over 18.1% under Biden. It's like, okay, somebody from their own side is actually telling the truth about inflation. And then Larry Fink at BlackRock says true inflation is more like 10 to 12%. So those numbers are in the ballpark I've been talking about for a long time, right? Not these bogus government numbers. But really, we've got persisting inflation. The bottom line is under Biden, about 2.5 times greater than Trump. Prices going up 3 times greater than Trump. Savings rates, I mean, totally, totally down. Mm-hmm. Biden down 72%, Trump up 129%. Mortgage rates up 146% under Biden, where they were minus 32 with Trump. You look at all these numbers and it's like, how could anybody vote for Biden?
Right.
When Clinton said, it's the economy, stupid. People vote with their wallets. Well, I don't know. You've got all kinds of electoral issues and things of that nature. But what I think we're going to see is this is going to kind of spin ugly soon as the stock market starts crumbling down. And the election could be very, very good for freedom loving people because the economy is so bad. This is where Trump got a bad rap a few weeks ago when he said that he wants the economy to fail before the election. That was not the intent of that saying. He's saying this is my paraphrase. The economy is going to fail, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I'd rather it be done before I get in rather than after, because if it happens after, I'm getting blamed for it, right? Even though he had nothing to do with it.
Right.
So the point is the economy is going to fail. These numbers are proving that it's going to fail. And Trump has shown under his tenure as president that he can grow the economy. That's what this country needs. And boy, these numbers are pretty drastic. It's no wonder you and I keep talking about how the stock market is overvalued. It's going to keep coming down. This is why gold and silver are persisting, because the inflationary pressures are there. And most of America is feeling the pinch, the hurt of not being able to make ends meet. And that brings financial stress, relationship trouble, health issues. Mm-hmm. It's like our goal is to take this holistic approach to investing, be in the right place at the right time, educate you as to why we're doing what we're doing so that financial anxiety can melt away over time.
So good.
Can I ask you a question? It takes more dollars to get anything. Like, I don't know, we've had this cup 3 years, but you know, however many dollars it took to get this cup, you know, it would take more dollars mm-hmm. today. And so, mm-hmm. you know, if say we were investing in this as a store of wealth, it would take more dollars to get it today than it did 3 years ago. How much of it, you know, we use this term like gold is going up, silver is going up. Are they going up, or is it just it takes more dollars to get them? It takes more dollars to pay for, you know, everything today. So the dollar itself is going like this, is its purchasing yeah. power on anything, whether it's this ceramic mug or mm-hmm. this microphone or this watch or any whatever it is, everything, it takes more dollars to get it. So by having something that is a solid value and doesn't depreciate, is it just as this dollar continues to slide at an increasing rate, is that what makes gold and silver such a good place to be? And is it that they're going up, or is it just that the dollar's going down?
It's actually both. If you look at like how many ounces of gold did it take to buy a house in 1929, you know, when the Federal Reserve, right mm-hmm. before the Federal Reserve Act, it was about 129 ounces. Okay. I'm sorry, 248 ounces. Today it's like 129. It's like, whoa. So yes, it takes fewer ounces of gold to actually buy a house now, which tells us that gold is actually doing better. So is silver, than just being a one-to-one, you know, as prices go up and gold is going up at the same rate. So it's a hedge. Right. Gold is actually going up faster than the prices are going up. So it actually is one of those, well, this is actually really great. Not only are you protecting, but you're actually growing. So it's some of both, David.
So it's almost would have been half on the gold. So it was 248 ounces, you said, and now it's like 120 some.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So it really is
a lot more dollars,
it.
A lot yeah. less gold.
Yes.
So you know that. So that's the trend. I want to also dispel one other thing. With a conversation with a friend who was like, man, I've always wanted to get into gold and silver. It seems like a great investment, but I want to keep my money more liquid. And I'm like, I think that's a perception people have. When you have gold or silver, we're obviously all silver, at a depository, like it's about 48 hours and you have it back in your hands and you can do whatever you want with. It's not like, you know, liquidating a piece of property or anything else.
That you're having to sell yourself, because that's a relationship we have with Dr. Kirk.
I don't have to go find a buyer. I just like, bam, make a phone call. Yeah. In 48 hours, that money is in my account. Done without any effort.
With us, it is, because we do bullion.
Mm-hmm.
So it has nothing to do with us as a firm. It has to do with what kind of gold and silver are you buying. Bullion being a manufacturing metal, it's always in demand from Sony, Samsung, LG, different countries, right? If you buy a rare coin, like, okay, I love Trump, but like a Trump coin, for example, sure, or something old that was minted in the 1920s, it's not something that the depositories want or need for manufacturing. So you're going to have to sales guy call and say, hey, have I got a deal for you? We've got this excess inventory. And let's say that you were trying to sell that to your dealer because you wanted money. They can't give you money unless they sell it to somebody else. So there's not a built-in market for rare coins, old coins, what we call in the industry semi-numismatic coins. They're not 100% liquid unless the dealer you're working with that sold you those things can get rid of them, mm-hmm, right? So what if that company goes out of business and they were the only firm marketing some kind of a rare coin? It's like, well, crud. It's like, I don't know if I can get rid of it. You can always get rid of it, but you'd have to sell it to the depository and they're just going to melt it, right? Yeah. So you're going to get like less than bullion prices because you're going to get less spot price. So this is why it is so, so, so important that when you're allocating into gold and silver that you simply just do bullion, because there's always a market for it. I don't have to make a market for it. It's already there. I just make a phone call.
You're not selling it like a collector baseball card or something like that. You got to create a market for it. So I love that. It makes a difference where you acquire your gold and silver. When it comes time to get back out, especially, there's no commission when we sell. It's all wins, and we get to keep all those gains.
And it's a relationship that you have with Dr. Kirk. It's not a one-time purchase. So when you go to Flyover Gold, it's a place you can fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Get all your questions answered. Find out what your options are. Or you can also call 720-605-3900 to set up that free consultation. Again, it's 720-605-3900. Or go to flyovergold.com. Dr. Kirk, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff, and it was 75 years before, 50 years, you know, before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's going to be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets. And now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I got to pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900.
If you want to do anything worthwhile in life, you've got to be hungry. It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. So every day I was working to develop myself. And that's what you must do.
I promise you one thing. You have never seen any player in the entire country play as hard as I will play the rest of the season.
Get in here! Hey, we got 30 minutes for the rest of our lives! 30 minutes for the rest of our lives!
There were none before me, and there will be none after me. Therefore, that makes me the one and only. Young and single and love to mingle, certified, bona fide, and dubly qualified to bring you satisfaction, a whole lot of action. Look out, baby, I'm your love man. I was hungry. I was hungry. You gotta be hungry.
Hey, Flyover family, come join us June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're going to be there with Clay Clark, an amazing group of individuals that have made such a difference in so many people's lives.
Do you want to increase your production in a job? Do you want to make more sales? Do you want to own your own business? Do you want to have breakthroughs financially? The key to that is knowledge.
Clay Clark is anointed to help people in business. We've watched him over the last couple of years, and we've been blown away. He's part owner of over 160 businesses, $2.4 billion in sales.
Before politics and the Great Reset came into Clay's life, he had the number one rated Apple podcast. And he interviewed people like Anthony Robbins, Seth Godin, the top authors, the top business minds in the world. At this specific event, there's an interesting cast of characters that come from gangs to American Idol.
Some of the guests that are going to be there: Michael Levine, Colton Dixon, Peter Tompkins, John Lee Dumas, Mondo De La Vega,
and Tim Tebow. They're there to share what they've done and their breakthroughs and what their story is. And then Clay lays his map of business success, calls the path for every person to follow.
So you may be sitting there thinking, okay, I get it. What do I have to do? Go to thrivetimeshow.com. When you get there, the tickets are $250 or whatever you can afford. Yes, you got that right. $250 or whatever you can afford. You can name your price. So there are no excuses. You have to join us there. There are only a few VIP tickets left, like David said, special dinner and special time with the speakers. That is $500 why they last. So $500, only a few left if you want a VIP ticket. We want to meet these speakers as well, so we got VIP tickets.
I want to meet Tim Tebow.
I do too. The date is June the 27th and 28th, 2024 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Go to thrivetimeshow.com to get your tickets. For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.